bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of adjustment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got to send a note or somebody. There is so much dust in this knob that I really can't hear myself. In order for it to work, I got to turn it up so loud that I'm blowing my eardrums out. Crazy. It's been a while. We've been here how many years? It's time to get the air gun out and clean up all the dust. Get it up. Well, actually, I could just do it myself. So I'll just do it myself. 833-212-1017 is the number. Every time I think about a certain company, every time I see it, I see the name, I just think to myself, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Number 5.
From CBS 58, what's the hospital? Ascension, Wisconsin, warns patient of possible insurance disruption with United Healthcare. Ascension Wisconsin notified patients that its doctors and hospitals may be considered out of network for United Healthcare members starting Wednesday, October 1st, if a new contract is not reached. The health system said it has been in negotiation for months, seeking what it called fair reimbursement rates. Reimbursement. If we could just get rid of insurance, period, and people paid for it, medical doctors wouldn't make as much money. There wouldn't be a middleman. Well, that means insurance companies would effectively go out of business because, I mean, when you have a job that you created yourself to be the middleman in an industry that there really is no need for a middleman or middlewoman or middle whatever, a mediator, that makes no sense at all. If you really think about it, there's really no need for lawyers either, but they created a system where you got to hire them. And then put it into law and did all this other stuff. So, you know, medical profession is the same way. Well, not medical profession, insurance. We need medical doctors. We need nurses and dentists and all that. It's the way you pay them. For me, that's the scam. As for the cash, how much this costs? Well, you know, we really can't say. Yes, you can say. I remember somebody was working in healthcare and they tried to tell me that they couldn't tell me how much something costs. I said, you have the data of every single thing that you've done, every procedure on average, how many knee surgeries you've done, how many heart transplants you've done. You know how much every part of that costs. You know it. Just tell people. And they passed the law. So then what they did is they published their one place published their costs, but then they put averages. Oh, it costs between $48 and $53. I said, no, that's not what they said. I'm not talking about what you charge the insurance company. I'm talking about what you charge the public. Because if it's not less, you need to find somewhere else. Like, some of this stuff you should just pay out of your pocket. Oh, it costs like $800? Okay, well, put me on the payment plan. I'm just going to pay. Because if I got to go through the whole hospital thing, I'm going to end up overpaying. And when you're young, you don't use a lot of it anyway. Well, it may not matter, because if no agreement is made, Ascension Wisconsin facilities and doctors will no longer be covered as in-network for United Healthcare commercial plans. That could leave patients paying higher costs for care, according to Ascension. How? How would you pay higher costs for care when they're not coming to your hospital? If they're not coming to your hospital, like, I'm... In a letter dated Tuesday, September 2nd, Ascension urged patients to call United Healthcare, talk to their employer's HR department, or explore alternative plans during open enrollment to maintain access to its doctors. How about find another doctor? How about call United Healthcare or call Ascension? Make a wise choice. If you want to keep Ascension, and if Ascension is your medical doctor and you like being at Ascension, then do something about it. Make the phone call. Make the phone call. Because that's what's going to turn United Healthcare around. But this is business. See, me, I'd be like, I'm staying out of y'all business. But then again, well, I'll be transparent. I left. I threw up the deuces. I'm out of here. Yep. Hey, did you know that the Mensa trial, the civil trial, they were suing him, that it's in its third day and nobody said anything?
Number four.
From CBS 58, closing arguments are underway in the civil trial of former Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa. It's day three for the federal civil trial for former Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa, and closing arguments are underway. The family of 17-year-old Alvin Cole is seeking monetary damages, hoping to prove Mensa used excessive force when he shot and killed Cole outside Mayfair Mall in 2020. Mensa wasn't criminally charged then, as the DA deemed it self-defense. The attorney spent this morning calling more witnesses. And so former officer, now FBI agent David Shamsi and officer Jeffrey Johnson both testified they did not see a gun pointing at anyone. Olson said he spoke to Mensa after the shooting to calm him down. Investigators for the case testified the officers should have been separated and isolated until they gave reports. We also heard from the man working mall security at the time who started chasing Cole after the report that he had a gun. With the defense expecting to rest their case today, attorneys are hoping there's enough evidence for the jury to make a decision. The case ended in a mistrial last March due to a hung jury. So that's that. So there, you know, closing arguments are underway, and we shall see how it goes. I heard, well, you know, my people always complain, and every now and then they sit my garbage can in front of my garage door, so I know they know where I live. So I figure if I'm going to go after DPW, I'm going to go after them. They haven't picked up my garbage in over a week. And I realized, oh, they didn't pick up my garbage because it was Labor Day. Like, no, it was after Labor Day. And so they finally picked it up on Monday, because I forgot Monday was my day and it was a holiday. So they didn't pick it up. So I was kind of like salty. And then I realized, my fault. But every now and then they'll put the garbage can in front of my garage door. And every time they do, I file a complaint. Hey, they put it in front of my garage door. I put it over off to the side away from my garage door. They used it and purposefully put it in front of my garage door. That means somebody did it on purpose. They may not know I live there. I don't know. I'm just saying. Well, at least one staffer didn't do it.
Number three.
From WISN 12, a Milwaukee Department of Public Works employee is on leave as the department investigates a video posted to social media containing sexual acts adjacent to a city-owned department vehicle. The video, which was posted to social media on the 7th and viewed thousands of times, shows what appears to be a man and a woman engaging in multiple sex acts. The proximity to the public works vehicle prompted an investigation into the contents of the video, and they said, "We are aware of the video. The content is alarming, and this incident is currently under investigation. We take this matter very seriously. The employee has been placed on leave during this process." That's what a public works spokesperson said in an emailed statement. The spokesperson could not provide additional details, including whether Milwaukee police are also investigating. I don't understand why the police would investigate if nobody saw it and it's on video. I mean, if you don't witness it, how can you like arrest somebody for lewd and lascivious behavior? And what if the video was altered? Like, what if? Okay, anyway, I'm not taking up for them. I'm just saying you got to look at all the possibilities. You can't just say, "Oh, look, I got a video. I saw a video the other day, and the person was talking, and I realized it was Denzel Washington, and his lips weren't in sync with what I was hearing because it was AI generated." I'm just saying. Spokesperson would not give and could not give additional details, including whether the Milwaukee police are investigating, and it also is unclear when the video was recorded. It's also unclear if either person in the video is directly connected to Public Works Department. So because it was his truck, you like, what? Despite the video containing sexual acts, it has not been removed by the time this story was published. Like, everybody going to break their neck trying to find that DPW video. I'm not.
Number 2.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is to endorse David Crowley for governor. You heard him the other day on Sherwin Hughes' show. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson will endorse Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley for governor during an event Wednesday tonight in Milwaukee, a move coming one day after Crowley launched his campaign. Johnson will be joined by Milwaukee County Council President, County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson, and Eric Dawn, the president of Firefighters Local 215. The endorsement ends weeks of speculation about whether Johnson would run for governor himself. Crowley is the second prominent Democrat to enter the race alongside Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez after Governor Tony Evers announced he won't seek reelection. Ryan Strand, a Democrat and beer vendor at American Family Field, is also running. So who's the second prominent Democrat? Is that Lieutenant Governor? Nobody knows who she is. Like, if you ask somebody today who the Lieutenant Governor is, if I had not said it, they probably couldn't answer it. So people that are still considering the race, Democrats, Attorney General Josh Call, State Senator Kel DeRoys, State Representative Francesca Hung, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation CEO Missy Hughes. All y'all need to go sit down. For Republicans, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien have entered the race. Representative Tom Tiffany said he will make a decision on whether to run by the end of the month. So Republicans ain't got nobody really running. Democrats look like they're going to have 5,000 people running, and who knows. Wish Crowley luck. Well, I don't believe in luck, so I wish him well. And I don't know, we'll see what happens.
Number 1.
So you remember when I was complaining about the Marquette University crash that killed the 2 lacrosse players? You remember when I said, yep, I guarantee you the person in the crash was a white woman or a white man. And so people argued with me and said, nope, that's not true. You don't know yet. I said, listen, when it's a black person, it never fails. They figure out a way to finagle. Well, the importance of the case made us think we should release this, right? But when it's a white person, nothing's released. Oh, we have to wait until the person is charged. Oh, okay. So if this person has a prior arrest, that means that their picture is in the system. You could have went and got the picture and released it. This is the woman who was arrested, right? Y'all didn't do that. No media did it. It leaked out that it was a woman. But that was it. Then it leaked out that it was a white woman. Well, a West Dallas woman faces felony charges after allegedly driving intoxicated and causing a crash that killed two Marquette lacrosse players in Milwaukee. Amandria J. Bruner, 41, was charged with two counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle while having a prior intoxicant-related conviction. The crash occurred September 5th at the intersection of 27th and St. Paul. According to the criminal complaint, Bruner turned left in her Ford Ranger on a yellow light where she collided with a southbound Jeep Grand Cherokee carrying Marquette University lacrosse team members. Two passengers identified as Noah Snyder, 20, and Scott Michon, 19, were in the rear seat of the Jeep, were pronounced dead at the scene. Court records say surveillance video showed Bruner accelerating into the intersection from a stopped position while the light was yellow. Data from her vehicle's crash recorder indicated she had the accelerator pressed 96% while traveling at 11.8 miles per hour at impact with no brake application. The Jeep was recorded traveling at 53 miles per hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. Police reported Bruner showed signs of impairment at the scene, including bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and poor balance. A blood test later revealed a blood alcohol content of 0.133. Officers also found open intoxicants in her car, open beer can, and a marijuana grinder containing THC. Bruner has a prior operating while intoxicated conviction from 2003. If convicted of the current charges, she faces 40 years in prison for each count. Five Marquette lacrosse team members were in the Jeep at the time of the crash. So I'm going to put on my hat as a traffic accident investigator. So the part that's missing from the story is, one, she shouldn't have been on the road intoxicated, and that would have, like, wiped away this entire incident, hopefully. But the fact that the Jeep was traveling at 53 miles an hour in a 30 on a yellow light, were they running the yellow light? Experience shows me the odds are in favor of they were running the light. The flip side to that is they saw her start to turn, and they steered out of the way and stepped on the accelerator to either speed around and get around her, or they did what most people do who are not trained in defensive driving. They panicked and stepped on the gas. One thing we can't do is blame the victims because she drove intoxicated, period. But we'll have to wait for the court case to come out, and we'll have to wait for the prosecution to present their case and the defense to present their case. But I knew as soon as we didn't see the picture or the name got released, I knew, unfortunately, having been in media for as long as I have, that person wasn't black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at you again.
Upside your head.
Radio station is WGAP.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me. Say
you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. A lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting somebody out to their home. But when you see the experience and professionalism, you can trust them with bringing your project to life. Their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. Order by the end of the month and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. Somebody was complaining about I called them an idiot. Did I call you an idiot, or did I say what you were saying was idiotic? If I called you an idiot, I apologize, because I wasn't trying to call you an idiot. I was saying what you were saying was idiotic. But I also added I said idiotic things too. So, I mean, I'm just saying. So, we've all done it. Welcome to the club. I think I know who that is. That's a dumb statement. See, the statement is dumb. Rich and powerful should start obeying the law. But what about the people that are killing people in Milwaukee? They're not the rich and powerful. Should they start? Paying up? Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm trying to go through the talking text line. Some of y'all, man. Right. I'd be happy you mentioned that one guy. I didn't call you an idiot. I said what you said was idiotic. I've said idiotic things too. I've said dumb things. I've said stupid things. I've said foolish things. I admit it wholeheartedly. 50 said, it's a terrible situation. Should no one have to die? I agree. This happening every day. Black, white, Republican, Democrat have the same energy for everyone. Can't. Disrespect, so I don't call in. Disrespect is why I don't call in anymore. Sick and tired of being talked over and called names. Tory gave me the nickname Brain Rot. I'm sorry. That was kind of funny. Don't take it personally. Take it with a grain of salt. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you're telling me that when you have conversations with your friends, y'all don't argue back and forth and talk over each other. Because I've never. Those are, one, those are boring conversations. Two, people don't tell you exactly how they feel. Or, you know, we're going to be controlled. And so tell us how you, that's not how normal people that know each other, people that are okay with each other. Because when you do that, you don't get offended. You don't get all mad. I can't believe you talked over me. Oh, no. It just is what it is. Somebody, that's funny. Y'all, you all are funny. Sincere, Ronnie Ray Real said, explain how can we get our own when we had our own with white gate? When, I don't understand your question. So ask that again. Do me a favor and ask that again. You wrote, explain how can we get our own when we had our own with white gatekeepers? I don't know what that means. It sounds like you're answering your own question. But me, I just don't worry about it. Like, we have enough of a economy in the black community that we could keep all our money just like the Hmong, just like the Korean, just like the Jewish. We keep all our money in our community and never leave and generate billionaires and millionaires. But for some reason, we don't. For some reason, we complain about stuff, but then we never want to spend our own money for it, but then we want free stuff from other people to pay for stuff that we should pay for ourselves. And that's the idiotic thought that other people's money is for you. You live in America. This is a capitalist country. You can make money. You can make it the old-fashioned way, the honorable way, the respectful way, the fair way. Treat people with dignity and respect. Or you're going to act a fool. But we don't cancel the rest of the capitalist society because a couple people act a fool. Take advantage of it. Make your own million. See, if everybody had $1 million, there's 365 million people in America. What do you do? Multiply a million times one, and it's only 365 million. We have a company, NVIDIA, that's worth $3 trillion on its way to $7 trillion company. One guy built it. One guy. And now hires tens of thousands of people. You say you want to create jobs in your own community? Start a business and create jobs in your community. Take advantage of the system that's here. Don't complain about what's not here or what's not fair because you didn't earn it. Unfortunately, when you think communal and you want everybody, you know, a rising tide raises all boats, it really doesn't. It raises boats that have no business being raised. And when you can't control it because we don't have the controls in school to teach you, like we talked yesterday about financial literacy, about taking care of your home, cutting your grass, all that stuff, it breaks down. We can do it, which I find really funny because some of y'all leave here because y'all got to go to work or y'all at work. Mal, you're absolutely right. She was previously charged. She was talking about the lacrosse killer. That's her new name. She was also previously charged with OWI in 2003. And so we have to remember, if we have those types of issues with the media, we need to create our own media. If you have those types of and it's not in disrespect of white media or Hispanic media or Asian media. It's you don't have to disrespect somebody else to do your own thing. You just need to do your own thing and not worry about that. And let them take care of them. You take care of you. Poverty is the reality for the poorly educated. Well, in some instances, it is. Poverty is a reality for when you're poorly educated. On average, that's proven. You can say Trump said it, but it doesn't matter if Trump said it or Jesse Jackson. Bottom line is that a bad education almost resigns you to being poor. Like there's no way around it. Like, how do you fix that? Education. It is the great equalizer. I don't care if it's elementary school, middle school, high school, college. Education is the best equalizer you have.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. We're going to go live. CNN or Fox News has the news conference regarding the Charlie Kirk assassination with FBI Director Patel stating that the suspected shooter is in custody. And that now, I believe, they have another speaker coming up.
The information we have on the suspect, the possible shooter, is taken from closed circuit TV here on campus. We do have that. We're analyzing it, but it is security camera footage, so you can kind of guess what the quality of that is. But we do know dressed in all dark clothing, but we don't have a much better description other than that.
Where did the shot came from?
The shot came from here on campus, from a location at
from
a fair,
a roof.
Potentially from a roof. Yes, a longer distance shot from a roof.
So to clarify, with the security camera footage you have and the person of interest that's in custody, does that match up?
That's what we're trying to decipher right now.
So did FBI or DHS have anything on the threat board this morning?
I can't speak to that.
I'll just say that. The investigation is ongoing, and as soon as we have further information, we will be sure to release it.
Any indications of foreign intelligence involvement?
As of now, I can't comment on any of that.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about the security of the event itself? Who was there security-wise, and what happens on these kind of events?
Chief Long.
So my name is Jeff Long. I'm the police chief here at UVU, and I'll tell you right now, we are devastated. We're a small police department. We have a very large campus. We have over 40,000 students, and we love our students. We love our visitors, and we're devastated by what happened today. This is the police chief's nightmare. I'm very saddened for the Kirk family.
And so you have live coverage of the news conference regarding the Charlie Kirk shooting. The suspected shooter is in custody. That is what the FBI is releasing. It occurred earlier today at Utah Valley University in the UVU courtyard, where there was a meeting with Charlie Kirk. He's a conservative, I don't know what you would call him, a conservative supporter, youth, younger guy, married kids. So, interesting. 833-212-1017 is the number. Al from Sherman Park, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, Dr. Sin. Here, old Charlie Kirk got shot today. What is it about us that we can't go out and have debates without getting violent?
I don't know, because back in the day, college was actually where you went to have the debate with people you disagreed with. But for some reason, we can't do that.
And for someone, you feel they're a good debater, and you feel that because they're a good debater, they're evil, and they deserve to be shot?
Well, we don't know why. So what we can't do is take our experience and start coming up with reasons why somebody else did something. We just have no idea. We have no idea.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put it out there. I predict that is about the political debate.
Well, somebody's already saying they believe it was a political shooting, but we don't know. Let's let the court case come out and figure out what it was.
That's fine. And so to all the folks on the right, I suggest every time you find someone gleeful about this incident, turn your anger into the vote. Get out and vote. Don't miss a vote, because we can't have people out there who are willing to silence you with violence.
So are you saying, hang on, because we've had the other side too, where, you know, Democrats have been shot by lunatic conservatives. So, I mean, is it like a one-sided thing?
Time out.
Here's my question. You're saying that this should drive people to vote conservative because a guy got shot? Any more so than if a Democrat got shot? Well, but that's what you just said. You said every conservative should drive them to vote.
Turn your anger into a vote. You don't have to go out and
That's what I just said. You can couch it.
I'm not telling everybody to vote conservative.
You can couch it in whatever words you want, but Al from Sherman Park, come on.
Turn your anger into the vote. Don't retaliate physically.
What does that even mean? Turn your... So because Charlie Kirk, a conservative, got shot, if you're conservative, you should just vote. You shouldn't just, like... And then what does that do?
Well, that keeps his memory alive, because that's what he was doing out, going out, having debates with college students, trying to register to vote. And because people don't like that, you should do the opposite.
Again, you have no idea why this man got shot. So you can't go decide you're going to do something based on a reason that you don't know, because you're going to end up doing the wrong thing. That's like saying you know why
to go out and vote.
That's a nice, cute way of being generic, but supporting people who are conservative. But think about what you're saying. You're saying this is a conservative shooting when nobody knows. So you're telling somebody to do something as a quote unquote retaliation to Charlie Kirk being shot, when in fact you have no reason why he got shot. He might have got shot. He might have done something in his personal life that got him shot. We don't know.
Okay. If that turns out the case, save this and call me a fool in 3 days.
I don't need to call you a fool. I'm saying that you can't make a decision and then act on something when you don't have any information. We keep doing that in the public. We keep doing that in government. We have these groups that come up and say, this is the reason why there's poverty in Milwaukee. Let me give you a perfect example. You remember the Sherman Park riots?
I lived through it.
So did I. A block away from my house. So all these people start coming in, all these nonprofits came in, and they piled into St. Joe's Auditorium, and they set up all these tables, and they're going to help these people and these poor people in this neighborhood. And I'm thinking to myself, do you, like, understand that Sherman Park is the most diverse employed neighborhood in Milwaukee? Other than the South Side, it is the most diverse neighborhood in the state of Wisconsin. Folk here got jobs. They go to work. They cut their grass. They got time for you. And so I go to it because I know some people who are working at a couple of really big nonprofits. And I go in and they say, well, we're really upset because nobody came. I said, do you really want to know why nobody came? I mean, do you honestly? I know you talk a lot, but do you honestly want to know why people are not here? They said, yes. I said, they got jobs. I said, Sherman Park is one of the most diverse and employed neighborhoods in the city. They ain't got time to be coming here to get something for free. They got their own jobs, taking care of their own families, doing their own thing. You could pack up and go home. And they packed up and went home. When you don't know what you're talking about and you decide this is what the problem is without any information, you make moves like that, that end up being nothing, that end up doing nothing, and still didn't fix the problem of rioting in Sherman Park. So anyway, that's my deal.
If you have anger today, just turn your anger into a vote.
Okay, thank you, Al. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's just weird. People think they have, like, they decide, I know what that was. That was, you have no idea. None. Zero. That's the problem with politics. Every side thinks they're right. And they're not.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Been looking for answers, some kind of sign, a deeper meaning, but not much to find, except the sun in my face, and it feels right. Had gotten used to the silence of the night. The thought of your arms, I'm already safe. Thought I had done it all, but I got some grace. Even a bit of time and space. Reset on my heart in a brand new slate. You make me feel like I can love again.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to remind you, Black Book Thursday is rescheduled till next Thursday, this Thursday. We've got a Catholic Memorial game that's going on from 4 till about 7 p.m. It's rescheduled for the 18th. We'll be covering the book, The Whiteness of Wealth by Dorothy A. Brown. And yes, I know I've been remiss. I didn't put it in. So by Friday, I will make sure that's in there with along with what the next book is. And I'm excited to talk to you about the book that I'm going to be doing. And the name of the book that will be coming after The Whiteness of Wealth by Dorothy A. Brown is a book titled A Thousand Ways to Die by Tremaine Lee. This is a powerful book. See, I just pressed it on my. This is a powerful book about the true cost of violence on Black life in America. It's the winner of the Pulitzer Prize. So It's going to be something we're going to be looking at. We're going to be looking at, you know, we're going to be looking at just shootings and the American life and death and catharsis and gun and civil rights. And we're looking at all that. So make sure. It's also on Audible. So if you want to download it and listen to it, this will be our October book. Yeah, it's a tough one. A Thousand Ways to Die by Tremaine Lee. And his name is spelled T-R-Y-M-A-I-N-E. So just so you know. All right? All right. Get it? Got it. Good. Also want to remind you, a free lead test and no appointment is necessary. Parents and guardians can take their children to the assigned locations and times in the flyer that's free of charge. But I created a text. So all you have to do is text the keyword LEAD, L-E-A-D, to 833-212-1017 and get the information. And if you have a child between the ages, I believe, 4 months and 10 years old, they can get a free LEAD test. Text keyword LEAD, L-E-A-D, to 833-212-1017 is the number. And so Lisa Cook went to court to tell the president to go kick rocks. And the federal court judge told the president to go kick rocks. So she was fired by President Trump, and a federal judge ruled in her favor, as he should have. Because if you haven't been charged, and if you haven't been convicted, and if you if you haven't been found guilty, like, don't we have a constitution? Well, it looks like she did bad. And that's the problem with Republicans. They want perfect people. And they themselves are not perfect. So how did Trump become president? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. It is Wednesday, so it is analysis. Coming up at 6 o'clock, make sure you hang around. And Tory Lowe will be popping up and everybody throughout the night. All the way to Kyle in the morning from 6 to 7. And then you get the morning show. So make sure you come hang out. God bless. Take care. Thank you, X. Appreciate you. It's a Wednesday hump day. Hey, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Be quiet.